and a happy Wednesday to all Hank fans that celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
Stay in key.
I love it.
I do too.
14th day of the fifth month. Not even midway through May, kids. 2025. 1:34 in and 2:31 left to go. We have a 12-day warning until Memorial Day. 32 until Dad's Day. 51.
Aww.
Oh, here we
See?
Go.
See?
You and the cricket. And 51 until Independence Day. Today, otherwise known as International Bond with Your Dog Day.
Every day. More Hank than Lola.
Could have used a dog this morning. I don't know. Nellie did pretty good. More on that coming up next. It is, speaking of dogs, International Chihuahua Appreciation Day.
If you really want a rat but need a dog. There's that.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
I guess you don't like the Chihuahua.
No, I do like the no, Chihuahuas. Yeah, I do.
It's National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. I think we all agree that that's amazing. National Dance Like a Chicken Day.
Every day for you, KB.
National Brioche Day.
Ooh,
I don't know what that is.
That's very yummy, like buttery, light bread. You don't know what that is because your girlfriend is keto.
Is it like a buttermilk biscuit? Because that's what I know.
It's lighter than a buttermilk biscuit.
It's National Receptionist Day. Oh, we go now to our receptionist table. Oh, that's the cricket.
The cricket's
moved.
He's
no longer on the ceiling.
Oh, for crying out loud.
This is good stuff.
Not really.
National Root Canal Appreciation Day. And Stars and Stripes Forever today. On this date in history, things happened way back in 1607. Jamestown, Virginia was settled as the first permanent English settlement. I might be wrong, but I don't think that ended well. On this date in 1853, condensed milk was invented.
Was it sweetened?
1878, Vaseline was first sold. On this date in 1897, Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa was first performed.
Very nice.
Philadelphia. 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court approves equal rights to females in the military.
Boom, boom.
In pop culture TV, boy, this is big in the 80s. I never watched it, though. 1989, Moonlighting came to an end on ABC.
Bruce Willis,
so we got to know him. What, Sybil Shepherd, right?
Uh-huh.
I didn't watch. On this date, I did watch a lot of these, premiering on MTV. 1998, this is peak late 90s, Celebrity Deathmatch premiered on MTV. Let's get it on! 1998, also that same day, it was the ending of Seinfeld.
Aww. So sad.
On this date in 2011, Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert got married.
Look at them go. They would be married 14 years today. So special.
On this date in 2020, in the midst of it, it's when Keith Urban did his drive-in concerts. And people would go to the drive-ins, like up Coyote or Brazos. And then we'd sit in our cars and watch a concert on the screen.
Weird time.
Very odd. And it's a weird day if you're famous. Do be careful. Tread lightly, perhaps. 1998, we lost Frank Sinatra. 2015, B.B. King. It was 2019, the great Tim Conway. And then in 2019, also Grumpy Cat. All on this date. So be careful.
Yeah.
Especially if there's already two that's in the... three that's going up there because, you know, there are critters around.
Stop looking at the ceiling. You're making me very nervous.
Well, he was up there, and now I don't know where he went.
I never saw him in the first place.
Oh, he was there.
Are you just trying to panic me?
Yes.
It doesn't take much.
But not with that. Not with that. Happy Wednesday birthday cakes on the flip side to iCarly. Miranda Cosgrove is in her 30s now. 32.
Whoa.
Still online, maybe? Rob Gronkowski is 36. For some reason, still a thing. Country singer. Good dude. Short. 40. Justin Lynch.
Doesn't he do, like, acrobatics off the stage and stuff? He's hardcore.
He is built like a gymnast.
Yeah.
He could do that.
Yeah, I think he does, like, backflips and stuff.
Turning 41 today, one of the richest people on the planet, Mark Zuckerberg. is 41 today.
He looks like he's 14 and a half.
Well, it's probably because he's an android. Cate Blanchett is 56. One of the new kids on the block is approaching 60. 56 today is Danny Wood.
Mm.
Millie Vanilli, the final surviving member, Fabrice, is 59 today.
So fab.
CeCe DeVille is 63 of Poison.
Total posers, dude.
Tim Roth is 64. David Byrne of the Talking Heads is 73. Still the greatest suit ever. And George Lucas, 81 is he. There you go. That cricket on the ceiling was not my largest concern of the morning when it came to critters. That more coming up.
Waking up to Real Country Mornings with KB and Heather Lee.